For now, a partial list of healthy coping skills includes making sure that you're healthy. Sometimes a problem in the body can show up during the vulnerability created by stressful conditions. Scaling back on your commitments. Learn to say no to offers of more responsibility than you can reasonably handle. Learn to break large jobs into smaller tasks with clear milestones to accomplish. Delegate elements of your tasks in ways that are honoring and empowering to your coworkers, friends, or family members. Exercise on a regular basis. The definition of exercise is changing. Studies have shown that only 10 to 15 minutes a day of consistent movement, such as flow yoga, resistance training, or swimming, for example, relieves the body of circulating stress hormones without kicking up more stress hormones and the type of fat-storing hormones triggered by longer endurance exercises that trick the body into thinking it's in a survival situation. Doing your homework and preparing. When we're prepared for our day, we experience less stress for whatever it has in store for us. Avoid stressful situations by being prepared for meetings and trips, scheduling your time better, and setting goals that are realistic for your life and your circumstances. Make sleep a priority in your life. Your body will interpret a lack of sleep as a source of stress. As with any stressful situation, the effects of not getting enough sleep can show up as anxiety reactions, a gain in weight, and periods of crying and anger at unexpected times. Connecting with other people, either professionally, casually, or in combination. Social connections offer an outlet to share frustrations, a sounding board for insights and solutions, and the opportunity for other people to help you in ways that they enjoy and that they're good at. Learning to relieve your stress. There are probably as many ways to relieve stress as there are people who experience it. While yoga, meditation, and massage work for some people, taking a walk in nature or having a creative outlet such as drawing, painting, and making music works better for others. The key here is to experiment, discover what works for you, and then make it a practice and a priority in your life. And lastly, seek professional help when it's needed. Some people are good at finding solutions to stress on their own. Others are more comfortable delving into such intimate experiences with professional guidance. If this is your choice, I recommend finding an objective and qualified counselor, therapist, or life coach who's trained to deal with anxiety and stress management. Clearly, our ability to meet the stress of life's challenges by doing the things that bring us a sense of well-being is the key to our health and our happiness. While our challenges may stem from different sources, the preceding skills apply to any life stressors because they all depend upon our ability to cope. Strong interpersonal relationships. It's been said that everyone needs a friend. Whether or not we call it friendship, science shows us beyond any doubt that one, we need human connections in our lives, and two, having them is really good for us. As creative beings, we all find ways to have our needs met in one way or another. When it comes to interpersonal relationships, some people are more comfortable interacting in large communities, clubs, and organizations, while others are fulfilled by maintaining a relatively small, intimate group of personal friends. Some people have found that it works to have both. In whatever way we connect and relate, it's a good thing that we do. It's good for our health as well as for our ability to cope with stressful situations. In the previous example of my coworkers under stress, for example, it was the camaraderie they experienced through their interpersonal relationships on the job, which sometimes deepened into friendships, that provided them the emotional support for coping with the stress of doing the projects. Sometimes just being able to walk over to the desk of a coworker to ask for a fresh set of eyes on a problem is all that it takes to relieve the stress of working with a problem that seems unsolvable. In addition to the benefits of having strong personal relationships in the workplace, studies have shown that they're good for us in life. They're good for our immune systems, for our communication skills, for our self-esteem, and even for our life expectancy. While such benefits make sense intuitively, scientific studies are now confirming factually what we've always sensed about friendship, love, and well-being. In the 2011 report published by the British Columbia Council for Families entitled Healthy Relationships, Their Influence on Physical Health, results from a number of studies from a number of disciplines were pulled together to illustrate the impact of the relationships in our lives. In summary, the report found that 1. People in relationships provide information, advice, services, and new social contacts to one another, enabling them to discover local and social services and know how to use them more effectively. 2. They discovered that relationships provide people with a caring environment. 3. They found that relationships often provide a group identity. 4. They found that relationships provide a buffer to stress. And 5. They discovered that relationships provide a purpose for living a healthy lifestyle. Professional studies, such as the one cited by this report and others, and direct sharing from trauma survivors, all show that stable and well-functioning relationships are keys to help us develop a larger meaning and a purpose in our lives. When we have this sense of purpose, we seem to be more motivated to protect ourselves against disease, illness, and injury.